WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you, and thanks for taking 30 minutes of it as we together, 30 minutes of it, spend it with me here on the radio this morning and or this afternoon. And if it is afternoon, then I invite you to church here coming up in about 25 minutes. That's Island Community, the church that I pastor. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, 6 o'clock tonight, and we are studying tonight Revelation chapter 20, and we're looking at the Great White Throne Judgment, all of chapter 20. We're going to roll out the blackboard. It's open for your questions and comments. That'll be streaming live from the Island Community Church app, which you can download by searching for Island Community Church FL, Florida. And you'll find us there. Also, there's a new app for this radio program, WGOD. You'll find that. Search it for WGOD Radio, and you'll find us on there. These programs are uploaded on there. You can listen live from anywhere in the world. You can give and support this ministry financially. That would be greatly appreciated as well. So, okay, we're going to hear today something I just preached last week. I'm really loving this series through Peter. You know, we really hardly ever talk about Peter. And, you know, Paul really gets all the glory, having written 14 New Testament books, having written all doctrine on the church, really came from the brilliant mind of Apostle Paul. Well, Peter's no slouch either, and he had some awesome prophecies to show to us, and that's what we're going to look at here today. Now, this week we're in chapter 1. This sermon is entitled A More Sure Word of Prophecy, or as some translations call it, the prophetic word made more sure. Peter was an eyewitness. He was an eyewitness to Jesus Christ, and he is teaching here today that even more important than being an eyewitness is the more sure word of God. Your Bible is better than an eyewitness, and that's where we're going to pick it up. Well, we're going to pick it up where we left off in chapter 1. So this will play today and tomorrow. Enjoy this program here. And again, I invite you to church here tonight at 6 o'clock if you're able to make it. If you can't make it, watch us at home. Watch us from your computer. Join us. Join our Bible study tonight in Revelation chapter 20. Have a wonderful day. God bless. Here we go now with part one of this message, A More Sure Word of Prophecy. Back in 2 Peter again today. Having a great time here in this book, aren't we? Off to a great start. Now, we left off here in verse 5, where Peter commands us to add certain things to our faith, if you remember. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "But for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love." Virtue meaning moral excellence, like our God, like our Lord. When he healed people, it's written in the King James Version that virtue had gone out of him to heal. God is daily transforming you into that kind of person. Knowledge begins with a reverential fear of the Lord.
Self-control is having the ability to say no to something. Originally, I had bad, and I crossed that off, and I changed this to self-control is having the ability to say no to something that's not best for you and walk away. It's funny, that old Adrian Rogers likes to call that sin. Doing something that's second best for you. I've never looked at it that way, but interesting. Because you ought to strive, we ought to strive for God's best, not second best. Perseverance is waiting on God to deliver you through some trial in your life. Godliness is godliness. Being like God, loving what he loves, hating sin, having the ambition or desire to turn this upside down world right side up. You're kind to people, kind to animals, right, Robin? Godly people are kind to animals. Don't even tell me you're Christian and you're mean to animals. Brotherly kindness is brotherly love, Philadelphia. And love is the pinnacle we strive for. Agape love, the highest form of love. Like John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave something, someone. Now let's pick it up here this morning in verse 9. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 9. It says, for he who lacks these things that we just looked at, he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and he has forgotten he was cleansed from his old sins. Now, the word for short-sighted is actually a medical condition that people suffer from today. The Greek word, myopia. It means what it says, being short-sighted. For he who lacks these things, that is the things on this list, he who lacks these things that on the list I just showed you last week, these free upgrades that are already provided for you, they're free. He who lacks these things has a bad case of myopia. That is, all you see is what's right in front of you. You're missing everything else. And not only that, but you might as well just be totally blind and not just short-sighted. How can you lack these things which are free? Peter continues, he who lacks these things is short-sighted even unto blindness, and he has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Meaning, if you don't possess virtue, moral goodness, after all that the Lord has done for you, if you don't have some reverence and healthy fear of God, if you don't possess at least a little godliness, if you don't possess some Philadelphia, after all that God's done for you, if you don't possess some of these attributes, then something's wrong. Something's wrong. Talk about having a bad case of myopia. It's only what's in front of you, right? Your vision should be a little more peripheral than that. And all that God's done for you in your life. All these upgrades are free. Amen. God's already provided for them. All you got to do, and he commands you to do it, so it's up to you to do it, add these things to your faith. They cost you nothing. God's already created you to be more and more like Jesus every day. Be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Meaning, you better stop for a minute and make sure you're saved. Here this morning, let's pray for a minute. Lord, we pray right now that you'd move in here by your Holy Spirit, here in this church, and those that are watching online, those that are going to hear, move with, through, and by, and with, and in your Holy Spirit into our spirits. Show us if we're not as good as we think that we are. Show us what we lack, where we lack, so that we can do better. You want to show us so that we can overcome these things and be victors. We listen for you. Lead us here now this morning. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Okay, let's do them. Let's make our calling and election sure. God did call me. God did call you, didn't he? God did elect you, didn't he? How can you be sure? Answer, do you look like Jesus some? Romans 8:29 tells us, for whom he foreknew, these he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. He saved you and changing you so that you'll look like him. That's how you know you passed this test. Do you possess any or some of these six things that are freely given to those that call themselves Christian? Do you possess any of these? Here's a few more ways to pass this self-examination. 1 John 3:14. We know we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in them. John 13:35. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now both of those are on that list, number 5 and number 6. And this, Romans 6:16, out of the New Living Translation. It says, don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave of sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Now let me paraphrase that. Let me read it again. Don't you realize you become a slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave of sin, which will kill you. Or you can choose to obey God, which will make you more and more like Jesus, the man in the glory. So let me probe a little this morning on this Father's Day. Who are you chained to? Who are you chained to? Sin? Or are you a slave of righteousness? Like I say in here practically every week, a slave of righteousness is chained to it. You're chained to it. You're chained to something in this world. You're either chained to sin or you've got this ambition to do something good today. And it compels you. You're compelled to do good. Because you have a new heart and you're chained to something. You are a slave. Get used to it. Either sin, which will destroy you, or you're chained to righteousness, which will make you each and every day a little bit more and more like Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's where we want, right? Amen. Again, the Apostle Peter, this time from the English Standard Version. Therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice, like practicing your saxophone, my mother always made me go into the basement, practice that saxophone, even when I didn't want to, right? Hebrews 5:12, it says you're on meat and not milk. exercising, right? Leads to godliness. If you practice these qualities, you will never fall. Praise God, I like that. Again, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling. Yeah, that's right. God did call me, didn't he? I hate sin now. I never used to. I used to laugh at those people that call themselves Christian or born again. Those bald guys at the airport holding a sign. I don't do those things anymore. I don't act like that anymore. I love God now. I never used to. If you practice these qualities, you will never fall. That is, get in the mirror once in a while and look. Do a checkup from the neck up and see how you're doing. God doesn't want to penalize or hurt you. God wants to help you and give you the victory. God wants to turn you into a spiritual giant. God, let me live another 50 years. Can you imagine me up here, 95 years old? No offense. How's everyone doing? Do you pass the test or do you fail the test? Are you in group number 3 and you're a work in progress? Now let's be certain of some ironclad facts before we move on. Number 1, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's ironclad fact number 1, all in the handout. Number 2, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you believe that? Amen. How about this one? Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Acts 16:31. What a Father's Day verse that is. I'm finally learning and understanding what that means. All you men who believe, listen to that verse. Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. Because the salvation would start with the man in the house. And God, I think he's given kind of a promise here to all you men. You get your family together and you, just like the song that we sing, just like what you preached in here on Saturday when Darren said, those that have seen me have seen the Father. That is you men and your sons. I think this is a promise here that if you take Christ to heart and take him at his word, that God's going to do a work in your family. I never understood that. I say, how can you save a family? Everyone's got to believe. Well, God will do a work in your family when you men believe. I believe that. 1 John 5:5, who is it that overcomes the world except he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? John 5:13, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know you have eternal life. You believe those things and you can make your calling and election sure. If you fail the others, it's all right. God wants to work on you and to make you better so that next Father's Day, 2022, you'll be better off than you were today. Amen. Just tell God you need help. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. Let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. I know you all pass these things. So can you answer in the affirmative to all 5 of these? I believe that. Then God bless you and keep on fighting the good fight of faith. And look, you are normal, church. You're a Christian trying to live a good life and to be a better person. Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's late wife. If you ever make it to Charlotte, North Carolina, you'll see on her tombstone the following thing written. It says, Ruth Bell Graham, colon, end of construction. No need to add nothing to that. End of construction. All right, now let's move on. I really wanted to look at the trustworthiness of God, but I'm almost out of time here today. Let's take that clock down, right? Here it is again, right? Someone's going to turn on the radio right now like they did a couple weeks ago. Burn that sucker down. Someone turned me on the radio. They turned it on and they heard me say, burn that sucker down. This is, they said, what are you doing at that church? Well, because I'm always self-conscious about keeping you guys an extra 5 minutes. Thank you. Okay, let's move on. With everyone's approval, let's move on to verse 12. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and you're firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see after my departure, Greek word exodus, after my exodus, you will always be able to remember these things. All right, now Peter remembered, and how could he not remember? And I think everyone remembered that famous prophecy given to him. John 21, 18, Jesus said, most assuredly, amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you're old, you'll stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go. Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me. That's John 21, 18 and 19. Everyone knew that. Son of God told him he was going to be crucified as well. All right, verse 16. For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, quote, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased, unquote. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. All right, indeed, so Peter was an eyewitness. Probably the greatest eyewitness of all time is Peter. Peter was one of Jesus' insiders in his inner circle, whom he included in all of his miracles. Peter was there that day. That awesome day. If you guys want to turn with me, you can follow with me here. That awesome day, Matthew 17. That awesome day that Peter accompanied Jesus up on that mountain.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I did not make it.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
From Loveworth Finding Ministries, here's pastor, teacher, and author Dr. Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
There is a condition to Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to what? To them that love God. Now, you can't put your initials by this unless you love God. Despisers of God cannot claim this promise. Haters of God cannot claim this privilege and this promise. You know what encourages me about this condition? Others may be able to give more than I can give, sing or preach or serve better than I can. But there's nobody on earth who can love God more than I can or you can. They may have a lot more resources than you have. They may have more opportunities than you have. But my friend, there is nobody who has a monopoly on love. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, listen, you want to love God? Just have at it. Anybody can love God as much as they want to love God. And that is the condition for having Romans 8:28 work in your life. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.
With Christ my Savior.